This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah the Almighty doesn't want you to be just a worshipper and that's it. No. Islam doesn't teach us to be a devout worshipper in a sense of offering what we call it rituals. Salah and fasting and hajj and that's it. What about dealing with people? When Umar al-Khattab heard two people talking to each other, one was making a recommendation. This guy, you should trust him. He said, do you know him? He said, I know him very well. Is he your neighbor? He said, no. Did he happen to travel with him? Not that either. Did you do business with him? He said, no. Oh, you must have seen him going to the masjid. He said, yeah. He said, that is not sufficient. To judge somebody whether he's good or bad, deal with him in business, in trade. See him how he treats his family members, his parents, his spouse, his children, his colleagues. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ. And nas he refers to the believers or all people regardless of their faith. All people, believers and non-believers. He dealt with the Yahud in Medina very well, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until they violated the treaties. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed them zero tolerance because he's giving them chances after chances. But above all, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Be well-mannered in your relationships with all people. Wallahi, wallahi. People would come to the Prophet ﷺ with the intention of stabbing him, poisoning him, or killing him. Once they converse with him, they become Muslims. They sacrifice their lives for the sake of saving the life of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Thumam ibn Athal was simply the worst enemy to the Prophet and Muslims. When he was captured as a prisoner of war, the Prophet ﷺ said, keep him in the masjid. Yes, fasten his hands and feet against one of the poles of the masjid, but keep him in the masjid, feed him from whatever you eat. Hearing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam leading the prayers 3 days, 3 days and three nights. Then after the third day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Thumama, you're good to go. He said, what? For free? No compensation? Nothing? No ransom? He said, you're good to go. He stayed outside the masjid, then he returned back to sit before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say, Ya Rasulallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa annaka Rasulullah. By Allah, when they captured me, no one on earth I hated as much as I hated you. No name was hated to my heart as much as your name and your deen and your religion. But now, by Allah, you are the dearest person to my heart. And your religion is the dearest religion to my heart. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. May the Almighty perfect our manners. May the Almighty make our inside better than the outside.